Session 7. Session 7.
Okay.
Moist.
The full table. No, we're done with that. The new keyword is moist.
Also, I mean, this is an incredible sacrifice. This is 3 hours that I can play Guild Wars 2. I just hope you guys appreciate that sacrifice.
Goodbye, she dies horribly.
Well, then I would go play Guild Wars.
You're helping in that situation.
So, last time, a number of things happened. Finishing up their investigation in the Lion Village, it kind of finished itself up, given the circumstances, but...
Yeah, that doesn't sound good.
For the Shishoro's benefit, we'll do a kind of more in-detailed upkeep, because he's not even listening to these podcasts.
I was going to say, that's how I caught up that one week.
I didn't have a computer that could actually play any audio. Just don't ask. Anyway.
But, the group's attempts to track down the village were kind of unsuccessful. They did hear some kind of horrific noises. Bayushi bore witness to.
So, you can
pause
it.
You want me to pause?
Mm-hmm.
With this background noise. We caught Sarah saying, come on.
Come on. Congratulations, you're on the podcast.
He was going to have a Burt Reynolds mustache. It was going to be awesome.
I'm getting a fix that looked really good. All
right.
So, we were somewhere.
Okay. So, both the group that was out in the forest, the Vroom and the Sushiro and the Bishi, who had been sprung from prison, came upon some pretty horrific scenes of carnage. It looked like the bandits and the Chuda, it's fair to say now, were torn apart as if by wild animals.
The Chuda was Ichi.
Yeah,
Ichi, the second in command of the monastery,
yeah.
Who probably killed his boss.
The guy I talked to.
Yeah, we talked
to.
The guy who we thought was the bad guy, ended up just being a minor bad guy.
Yeah. the monk you were talking to apparently is behind the murderings or somehow involved with them.
And his name is Oda.
Oda, yes.
I overheard that.
The guy that tried to kick my teeth in and then I was spitting his face.
Yes, that probably saved you.
Very helpful.
Ooh, now he doesn't like me.
Anyway. Well, he seems to have disappeared, but you guys were sent off to a Crane Line border conflict. Not given any authority to do anything, just take the lay of the land. That's it.
So is our first mission officially on hold, or is it over for now?
It's over.
Oh, okay.
Either the Tsuruchi was satisfied with what you guys uncovered, or thought you bungled it. And it's hard to tell because he's a Tsuruchi, and that's always kind of sour.
Got it.
A little from me.
Also, he ate your breakfast.
All of them.
All of your breakfasts. He's a bounty hunter. He's on the road a lot. But you stopped in the Lion Village of Kiru, where the governor was rather upset at the neighboring Crane governor for having stumped him for the past 3 years for an invitation to a festival that was about to ongoing. So he was getting ready to declare war.
Over a festival?
Over being insulted for three
years. For
3 years.
Not getting invited
by
his neighbor.
It's enough to go to war. With the border.
It's insulting his honor.
He's going to war with the border?
Uh-huh.
That's impressive.
I don't like Taco Bell either, but that's really the end of here. But... when you guys came upon the other side, it was basically at the word of one of his trusted courtiers. You came to the other side. The story was kind of the mirror. They had sent the invitation, but the Lion had never responded.
So they were annoyed that their invitations had been,
Well, the Crane governor is kind of a dimwit. It doesn't feel like a war is actually going to happen. There's some preparations that are being made, mostly as a show of, strength. Be like, oh, you can't just bully us around, haha. But...
if the Lion do come through, that Crane Land is completely going to be decimated.
They weren't ready.
They're not going to be ready in any kind of way.
There's another situation where I should just keep my mouth shut. Excellent.
But there's some other things happening, which you guys have been made privy to. There's a Kunian town Kunia the Crab Shigenja, or Witch Hunters, in case of not being Shigenja, meaning they hunt the land for possible Shadowlands affections, and she seems convinced that there's some sort of ritual going on during this festival that somehow related to blood magic.
Well, that would also explain the whole chewed up body thing.
So, that night you guys are planning on going to help her out in the forest, having convinced the governor that it would be wise to at least look into it.
I also had a date first.
Has anyone in Vegas?
And your date.
Like, were you guys taking us?
Well, so far I was the crab.
The
myself,
oh yeah, the crane, right?
The crane, because I was asked by the governor to go with to
right.
watch
right.
over it.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't mind going, but no one's asked.
Yeah, I was gonna say no one's asked.
But I'm in the process of getting drunk.
Correct.
Right now,
you had, I believe, you had your appointment already with the geisha.
Right, that's early in the evening.
Yeah. Well, right now,
you
want to
go get laid?
No,
I just want basically I want to go to Kuni and just kind of investigate before I invite you guys along.
Okay.
If I need. We're just going to investigate. If we need help, I'll ask for it. But for now, it's just kind of
school
a recon.
Things. So this is what you have from your school.
Mm-hmm.
And these are the different text states.
That is a shadow. It's like
it's
a Maho thing. So if you, it's your business.
So what about these guys? Just start up rank one and then depending on rank and just mark.
Yeah, just you, we have just access.
Oh, just reference cards?
Yeah, they're just reference cards.
And then something new again.
All right. Okay. So... actually, we'll start with the Yoritomo, since he's busy getting drunk. I am like four chapters ahead of you. Okay, here we go.
I'm not actually getting that long. I'm just spending time with the in-laws and things like that.
That's fair.
Asked to do.
Sitting down next to you is the old scorpion you saw in the inn earlier. You order one. Get sake poured down.
The old scorpion was a yoga, right?
Yep. Not that you talked to him. But
I
did. You did, but yeah.
For the,
yeah.
For our
yes.
listeners.
He will not even compile. Darn. Drinking sake is always a little weak, don't you think?
This is sake?
Fair enough. You came into town with the Bayushi?
Yes.
He told me you had uncovered a couple interesting things.
Yes, it seems to be this small castle is going to be obliterated in a few days, probably.
Most likely. But those aren't the things I was referring to. But perhaps before I start asking questions, I should introduce myself. I'm Yogo Tanaka. I tried to be retired, but it's hard. So many interesting things.
An honor to meet you.
You are Yoritomo Orishigatu. Good. Have to make sure the memory's not good.
Well, I know much younger people that have problems with names and memories.
Well, then it's doubly good that I've been testing myself, isn't it? I've been told that you were a Yorikai.
Briefly, as dictated by a magistrate.
Did you like it?
It's good. It is a good feeling to serve the Empire. And the Empress herself. And represent her.
That's a good answer, Yorikai-san. Mm. Now, did you go to the court, or...?
Mm-hmm. I spoke with the other, I spoke with my client right there. A good man.
What are your impressions of the town?
The town seems to be panicked. It's surprising that they're just getting the knowledge, the information now that they might be attacked, and they're not moving quickly. Quite fast enough.
Hmm.
The Lord here does not seem to think that this would actually happen, but with my own personal opinion, I differ quite a bit from him.
I agree with you. I've been here for a small while, and there are definitely influences pushing this province towards war. War it has no business getting into.
This particular Crane noble that we met the other day, who seems a little less than positive for this area.
Who's that?
I can't remember his name, but I say the wrong guy's name.
Did you mean the Crane noble or the Lion noble from across the border?
The Crane.
There's also the Crane guy that we
thought. Night Climbing had warned he was against fishy.
His name's Chernitsu.
There was, what was the name of the lion one?
I can't remember.
Do you have that name? The lion guy that disappeared?
Oh, Akoma.
Akoma.
Akoma. Yeah, no, it's Akoma, but I don't know.
Sugio?
Sugio, yeah.
Sugio.
Yeah.
Chiantu.
It's just Sugio, not Asugio.
Okay. Not familiar with the Akoma, but I didn't spend much time in Lionlands. Not much tolerance for the scorpion. However, I have been conducting some investigations against some samurai of interest, who I believe might be behind the problems in Kusan province. It might be responsible for some other activities as well.
This is disheartening to hear.
Well, the governor doesn't seem very interested in hearing it, unfortunately. But maybe you can still do something useful here, you and your fellows. I'm old. I should be retired, but I haven't. They'll let me keep my position, but they haven't assigned me any New York. I could really use someone younger to help me out.
It would be my honor to serve the Empire.
You and your friends. All of them. All five of you. Pull some letters that seem that huge. I'm already writing them all down.
Okay.
I just want you to see what's going on. I caution you to be careful. There is a lot going at work here. Now, the person I'm interested in travels to the colonies a lot. So, makes sense that they're here. There's a lot of artwork from that area. They might have something going on, I don't know. But you should let your friends know. And just keep your eyes open, or your eye.
Yeah. Once again, an honor to serve.
Good.
I'll go look for my companions now.
Good idea. I'll be here. Or somewhere else.
Must be a gift to the magistrates. I wander off looking for people. Who else was on that list that he handed me?
It's just your guys' names.
Oh, okay.
All of you.
But for
he seems to have somehow gotten all of your names.
But we did talk. Well,
right, but you didn't give him anyone else's name.
Well, he probably knew already.
Or
he investigated after we met.
Possible too.
He had a list of people of interest, though, right? Oh, okay.
Didn't mention any names.
Okay.
Actually, you can make an investigation notice. That's my name.
And a call raise. It might have been worth it. 20. Yeah, it must have been. 21.
Well, you can't tell anything specific, but he did seem nervous about something. Like, he was mentioning there's a person of interest and didn't say a name, that seemed deliberate.
Okay.
Like, he had a name, but for whatever reason, he wouldn't say who it was.
Didn't give it to you.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to make the investigation pretty tough.
Well, he also mentioned the guy that goes back and forth to the colonies, which should be pretty easy to track down.
Right.
Probably not that many in this town.
Hard to say. The Crane do are in the process of establishing an outpost out there. So.
Definitely. But how many of them do you get to them? Or are they the Lord here? Anyway, so I go looking for them, and I probably have less. I may have no luck finding them at all.
Well, what is everyone else doing?
It depends on what time it is. If it's like 6 or 7, then I head to the geisha house.
Well, we were heading off with the Kuni.
Yep. And I'll get to you guys.
Oh, okay, that's why I was wondering what you were asking.
I think
he
was going by himself with the Kuni first.
Well, they couldn't.
No, he's going.
Matt insisted.
Oh, okay.
Well, the governor insisted, Matt.
The governor insisted.
Therefore, because of duty, I have to go.
Yep.
You know, I really don't know what I would be doing, to be completely honest with you. Not for lack of not knowing, but just I don't really fit in anywhere, because I haven't been told to go sneak. I haven't been told to ninja anything yet.
Well, that's fair. Well, where would you be at the moment? I mean, it's a fairly large village. There's a castle. There's a village out, you know, around it and stuff. And then there's some farmlands out further.
You know, I would probably just be walking around, just taking in the town and kind of observing things around me.
Okay.
So, taking a walk.
Well, you do see the Orotomo coming out of his sake house. Looking less drunk than you expected, you probably would by the time you got out of the sake house.
That would definitely pique my interest, and I would probably go up and say hello.
Right.
Hey, Yuritomo-san.
Yes.
This is Zero saying hi to you.
I'm sorry.
Short bow, my usual shtick. So.
Greetings. We've been recruited again by a magistrate.
That would explain your lack of inebriation at the moment. Shall we find the others?
Well, we can try. It's one of your clients, actually. An older man.
Another scorpion man?
Mm-hmm. Seemed to have his wits about him. Looked like a respectable sort.
You'd just be able to tell from my eyes, like under the mask, that when you say that I'm smiling pretty wide. Well, let's see if we can find everyone then. And so I'll be assisting him trying to track people down.
Hmm.
Would you have told me where you're going at any point? Or?
Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
he said it,
yeah.
Okay.
But.
I would actually probably make the suggestion that we go find him last, because he's probably in the middle of the meeting
sure.
right now. So,
well, we'll cut to by Jisana at the Lucky Star.
What was the geisha's name? Hana?
Yeah. And, yeah, so, I mean, she's available. She leaves your room. She has a tea set already set up and stuff.
How do you address a geisha? By name.
Thank you. Or, you know, if you want to give a name, that's generally pretty personal. But
I mean, I'm not at the point where I'd call her, like, Chan or anything, right?
No.
So I would just simply say her name, right?
Yeah, if you want to.
Right. And I'm pleased to make your acquaintance. I've heard many great things about you.
Hmm.
I actually take off my mask, and you guys, like Mini Scorpion, Bayushimoto is actually very handsome, but most of the times, I mean, it's harder to tell because he's wearing the mask, and he's got like a full-on mask with just that, you know, the eyes and the nose are the top part of the nose.
When you're about to do the full-on and you gesture, I'm like, does he have like mutton chops? Is the,
no.
I'm like, yes, come on, full-on mutton chops.
But that was the thing, yeah, you see the old samurai.
No, he doesn't, but he
does have the top knot, but he actually has longer hair. I mean, in fact, this picture right here of the scorpion on this car is probably...
Pretty close.
Yeah, pretty close to what he looks like, based as far as I'm concerned. But he's built very handsome, and he usually doesn't use it, but
right.
he's applying full force of his charms right now. Obviously, she's a geisha, she's used to it.
Right. Not frequently.
She's
used
love
being in here. Mm-hmm.
What's that?
It's not frequently that I get scorpion in here.
Your reputation preceded you, so I made a point of making the visit.
I don't know where my reputation has preceded me that far, but.
Okoma-san speaks very highly of you.
I assume you're speaking about...
As I say that, I'm watching her reaction.
I assume you're speaking about Okoma-sugyo.
Did she give anything away when I say his name?
It looks like she has to think about it for a second.
Okay.
He hasn't visited me for a very long time. Did you take a visit to Scorpion Land?
Yes. And he visited with my family. He made an impression on me when I was a younger lad and told me that when I was of age that I should come and visit you. and I recently completed Magabuku.
Well, congratulations. Well, please have some tea. If you'd like sake, I can provide you with some as well.
Thank you.
So take that as a yes and pour it in, pour your cup in.
Please join me.
If you wish.
I actually tried to get her.
You can try to make a courtier roll on that.
Would that be manipulation?
Yes.
Actually, I'm gonna use a void on this. I definitely need to get her drunk, so she's pliable to the information.
Choice of words.
Oh, and two ones, because I can re-roll, because manipulation. Yeah, ones.
Right. Sorry,
Oh, that's okay. 19, 21, 29. Oh, no, I keep 4 because I. 29.
She.
34, sorry.
Okay.
4. 35. 29, 35.
Math!
12, 21,
29,
35.
At first, it seems like you're getting somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But she. I mean, either she knew what you're doing and, like, led you along for a second, for a little bit as you're talking, or she just was like, yeah, I know my limits. And eventually she's like, ah, I can't drink all of my sake myself. But please, allow me to play the dealer for you.
I listen.
She's talented. She's pretty good, I mean. It's her, I mean, she does have a very expensive kimono. Very, like, bright colors, flower patterns all over the place. And, I mean, she's very well appointed place. Obviously, she's very wealthy.
Right.
But.
She probably has a patron or two.
Possibly. I mean, the thing is, geisha aren't, like, frowned upon. It's because it's not, like, prostitution.
Right.
It's actually, it's a symbol of status to be a patron for a geisha.
Right.
Because
and those are the ones who eventually may want to try to court them.
Right.
I just made the connection now. That's the whole Serenity companions thing. It's the exact same thing. It's just in space.
Yeah, right. That is exactly it.
It's not sex is not always a part of it.
Right.
Frequently
not.
Frequently not. You have to be really friendly.
It's the same as any other woman out there.
They saying they're all geisha are they're paid.
They're entertainers.
They're what escorts are.
Sounding into butter.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the whole idea is it's supposed to be, you know, that enticing kind of teasing thing where you're not quite get there, but it might be implied, and that's supposed to be the
not even really. It's just it's a matter of they.
You're paying for civilized companionship.
Pretty much, yeah.
And this is also a chance for the samurai to let his face
and to unwind because
right.
Yeah, because even around your wife, because most of the time your marriages are arranged.
Right.
There's not necessarily a connection. You're
still wearing your honors.
Right. You still have to be very much on at home. So if you go out and visit a geisha, it's fine. It doesn't detract from anyone's honor either. Like,
right. I do let down,
will do it.
I do let down my guard a little bit deliberately.
I've been drinking.
Right. Well, I've been drinking, but also I want her to think that I'm vulnerable. That you know, I'm open.
So, tell me why you would really come here, by Yoshi.
I thought I got you, but you were very resistant to my charms when you started drinking. I smile.
I am practiced.
I can see that.
But you have many geisha in the Scorpion Land. You should know this.
I do, but I see that you are as formidable as I.
I do try.
I've come to ask you, as you've no doubt surmised about Okuma-san.
It's considered bad business generally to speak about one's visitors.
Aye, but this is in your interest as well. I'm sure you have no interest in seeing these lands and the lucky star raised to the ground when the lion come a week hence.
You do have a point.
Okuma is on the lion side, working, and it was he who went back to his lord and reported that the crane had insulted him, and I actually believe he is also preventing the invitations from being sent with an ally here.
Well, that is a juicy bit of gossip, isn't it?
Right. And I know you are very well connected. Perhaps you could assist me on this.
Sugio is an interesting man. I had a hard time thinking of his name because he never really told me anything. I only stopped by twice. I think it was more for appearances. He didn't seem to be very interested.
That's it. No. His loss.
Charming, but you're here on business, not on pleasure.
No. Another time, perhaps. But
if there is one.
I understand that you may... your ear may be close to the ground. What's the name of the inn that we're staying at?
The
Golden
Crane.
We're staying at the Golden Crane.
It would be considered rather gauche for me to appear there.
If
however...
You could send a message to me.
I'll tell you one thing. 3 years ago was not the last time a Komatsugio came by here.
Oh.
Last year.
What did he say?
He saw me. He didn't have much to say, just idle pleasantries. I was surprised to see him. He just seemed to be mostly taking joy in having slipped the boar, I assume. But...
Interesting. So, he is not so errant in missing as one would be led to believe.
Hard to say.
We were told that he's not been back for many years.
Well, aside from that once, I did not see him. And I have not seen him since the whole mess between the crane and the lion.
What was the name of the crane lord?
The crane lord?
The doji.
Not the doji, but...
not the governor.
Not the governor, but the one that we suspected.
Chunitsu.
Chunitsu.
Doji.
Mm-hmm.
Doji Chunitsu.
Chunitsu. What can you tell me of Doji Chunitsu?
I heard of him, but he's never stopped by. He travels a lot.
We believe that he is working the self-defense, promoting this war.
What would they have to gain from fighting each other for causing such a thing?
Perhaps he's already made an arrangement with the other side that when the dust settles, he will be the new governor. Who's to say?
Perhaps. But from what I could tell, Chunitsu was never really the sort to want to settle down. He spends a lot of his time traveling. I've heard he's been to the colonies a lot since that's occurred.
Finally, I don't really care. Perhaps his reasoning is more esoteric, but we definitely believe he is the one responsible for escalating the conflict on the Crane side.
If by some chance he comes to see me, I suppose I will let you know that you're still here. I don't know if that will work out.
Again, I trust in you to act with honor and also in your own best interests, and you know where to reach me.
So long as you're here. With the war coming, I can't imagine you're going to want to be staying very long.
We plan to see this through, at least I do.
Sure. By you, she was conviction.
Not so strange if you've met more, more scorpion.
I sit on the border between Crane and Lion. I only have their stereotypes to go by.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that both of our eyes were opened.
Indeed.
I mean, I just kind of while away the remaining hour pleasantly and just let like a normal visit.
I mean, she'll entertain you.
Yeah. Then I head back.
Yeah. She assumes there's payment.
Oh, yeah.
This was another game. I would say that was action role playing. Benny, but you know, around here.
How much? Is it like a cocoa? Or?
Well, you generally arrange that with the madame.
Oh, okay. I thought it was settled. I could have done that beforehand. If I didn't have
her going rate is 2 cocoa.
What?
She has very wealthy patrons.
Well, not going back there.
Nice
a, at least not as a customer.
But as a geisha.
Yes. Male geisha. It could happen.
Could. Working on more egalitarian.
Rogan has female samurai.
Yeah.
So they're
they need companionship.
Some meisha, if you will. A mimbo.
Aww.
Sorry,
I always I can hit up Uncle Yoritomo for a little.
That's never wise for you. For anyone except for Uncle Yurto.
So this was part of our investigation.
Yeah.
You should just give me the two.
Okay, so for the two of you and Kuni, you're heading out of town. It is starting to get to be dusk. And you know, as you're heading off into the wood, and I will speak up as you. Once per month, the villagers visit an ancient shrine of the wood and they cut the palm of their hands, dropping blood on it. They bow and venerate the shrine as well. Now I ask you this, Ruma-san. What proper religious ritual involves blood?
Proper? None.
Precisely my point. The next one is due to take place within the day.
Do you know where the shrine is?
I'm sure we can find it. But we can't allow this travesty to continue, no matter what.
Of course not.
Might do well to ask the villagers. Some of them may not be involved.
Right. So the next occurrence of the ritual is supposed to take place tomorrow night?
That's what I've heard.
You can ask around.
Okay. Well, if you guys would like to do that, then you should make...
Three ways.
It's not a skill. Shut up. That's what you should make. Shut up. No, that'll be investigation.
Okay.
Alright.
I should be a lot better at them.
I'm gonna spin a boy.
Well, you're totally on the Shuri.
Yeah, actually probably in the morning, I'll approach the Sashiro. So then he's good.
So you're not in the morning yet.
Not in the morning yet.
Yeah.
Okay. So
it's not next morning yet.
I spin a boy.
Okay.
Yeah, I will be.
And I call.
Right now it's just the two of them, right?
Yeah, and the team.
They didn't invite us. We're invited.
We're all doing other things.
I just call the normal raise. I have to.
The holy raise?
Yeah. I was thinking about calling two, but... You know what? I call two.
I should have called no, because you have to call one more. But yeah, I got a... 36.
He doesn't remember that one,
did he? Nice.
Two nines and an explosion is what I got. So.
37.
But he had a raise, so it's only really a 32. I mean, you both do press on the peasants, but what you basically find out is that many years ago when the village was new, they cut down many trees for firewood and construction. And there were powerful spirits in the forest who grew angry at their use of the trees, and they sent wild animals and violent storms to torment them. The village was nearly destroyed, but then a holy man came to visit them and spoke with the forest spirit. He didn't return from the woods, but when they gathered their courage and sought for him, they found a stone tray that appeared in front of the oldest tree in the woods. In the front of the shrine were kanji scratched in the bare earth, and those few of them who could read interpreted it, that the holy man had told them that they had given them his life to placate the angry spirit, and so long as they remembered his sacrifice with small payments of their own blood, the forest spirit would be placated. So they've continued from that day to this, as he did.
Does that coincide with anything you hear in the Shadowlands?
I'm sure it's Maho, says Akumi.
Well, I turn to your expertise, of course. Your clan is much more... has much more knowledge about the Shadowlands than I.
No, than anyone.
Yeah, anytime you feed blood to a spirit, that's Maho. Sounds like the peasants were just misled.
Well, you can actually, Dave, you have lore Shadowlands, right?
Yeah.
You can make a roll.
Okay.
Brave.
Me gusta.
24.
Okay. What you know, and you didn't get this from the villagers. It could be just because you guys didn't roll high enough or because you didn't ask the right people. But they never mentioned a chant which invokes the darks, the constant, the evil spirits.
Right.
Maho always has a chant.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
And it, again, they might. It's hard to say. There might be a chant involved. But their description didn't mention it.
Did we find out where the shrine was or where the tree was?
Yeah, I mean, they'll point that to you. That's
okay.
Fine.
I think it's fine. Okay. I turned to the Kuni and said, well, I think our next step is just watch
the shrine and see who comes to it, see what happens.
Did you have Shigendra with you?
We do.
Shigendra would be able to sense the consonant.
Okay, then I will bring him along.
We also would say that we might not want to jump to any conclusion because this does not sound like anything we saw previously.
Bloodspeakers have ways of concealing their evil magic. Well,
that's why I recommend we sit and watch until the ritual starts. Just to confirm.
I would agree with that. we should get the Yoritomo.
Excuse me, well, Matt has some cerebral palsy there.
Yoritomo.
It's actually a real name.
You took a couple semesters of Japanese.
The problem is I can't speak, so.
He knows what it's supposed to sound like.
He
just
now
can't
he can't
get
speak
it.
Two languages.
Only fluent one language. Bad English.
It's like half grammar. I just can't speak. That's a different story. Anyways.
So, do you guys actually go try to find the Yoritomo?
Yeah.
Yeah, at this point.
Where do you look? And where are you,
first place
where
I
you
look
guys?
Is,
where are you guys looking?
First place I look is a sake house.
Well, there's no Yoritomo in the sake.
Okay. Then I go to the inn. Maybe he's crashed for the night.
That's where I was.
All day there, you get
okay.
to find it.
That's where it was beginning and end of my investigation.
They'll show up here tonight.
Yep.
Well, I mean, if it's dinner time, we're probably all there.
Yeah.
I would have probably been hanging out outside, actually.
That's fair. Well, as you guys walk up, you see the Shoshara hanging out.
Okay.
He's not trying to hide somewhere.
No,
he's just hanging.
Shoshara-san?
Good to see you not roaming around the forest.
It was fun while it lasted.
Sure, it was.
Our compatriots are inside dining.
Well, come inside. I need to speak with all of you.
So
the Kuni's there too. She's a kind of a tall crab woman. She's wearing kind of like kabuki face paint. All the Kuni always do this, basically. And she has a jade pendant.
Okay, I give her a wide berth.
She gives you an expression like, that's wise, little squirrel.
You should understand.
So how was your visit?
But please. She will sit down with the rest of you.
Yeah, please join us for
dinner. Gentlemen never detailed visit to the geisha.
I must not know that many gentlemen, then.
I like abuse, but that's my answer.
That's the Shigenja?
Yep.
Yes.
Is he talented at all?
Very, very talented. Extremely.
He's a strong healer.
Can you speak with the Earth Kami?
We have an off and on relationship. But yes,
yeah,
sometimes.
Is that your fantasies?
Here's the thing, you're rank one. You actually can't.
That's right.
Well, we're all against
it. Yeah.
So you're basically zero.
That's hilarious.
All right. So
well,
you
can still talk to them, right?
No.
You can't
because
it counts as a spell of that element if you're casting commune for
that. I still think that answer works for it, though.
So you're a kitsune?
No.
Well, they're the Earth Shigenja. The math is Earth Shigenja.
I'm a Yoritomo.
Is it Shigenja too?
No, she's a witch hunter.
She's a witch hunter. Oh, crap, they don't have Shigenja, right?
They do.
No, they do. Everybody does.
We have the Kuni family.
It was the one like that.
Has Shigenja school. She is a.
She
is not a Shigenja.
Are you trained in the Yoritomo method?
Yes.
Then you must be fairly powerful.
I think of myself as such.
Very well then. You will be useful. Yeah, basically.
Is that a Kuni whistler?
That's basically what she looks like.
Yep.
Which
I also like to think of myself. As useful normally.
Well, what I really needed you to do was speak to the Earth, Tommy.
You want to come back?
Why Earth in particular?
Because there's a spirit of purity.
Fire, I find, also helps. And why?
But all the jade spells are Earth element.
Why the jade spells?
The Jade Spells are the things
the
that fight.
Shadowlands.
They're like the answer. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like the light side of the dark side.
Yeah.
So the Shadowlands creatures are
to
vulnerable to certain elements. It's like kryptonite, it's like jade. And
jade burns Shadowlands.
Yeah.
There's some other stuff too, though.
Crystals for spirits.
But some stuff is also more dangerous.
Yeah. Obsidian.
Obsidian, yeah. And there's one other one too.
Gold is useless, basically.
Well, what is it you exactly need?
They haven't told you about what's going on in this village?
We mentioned it briefly, but I came to you since we got the governor's word.
Wise. Nevertheless, there's a blood ritual being enacted in this village.
I started looking interested.
Seriously?
Yes, Maho. Yes, she's saying this at the dinner table.
Yeah.
Welcome to the cootie.
even the Haruma at this point is like kind of just hides. Because she just said Imaho really loud. I'm like,
we haven't proven anything yet.
There's the interesting.
It's obvious, yeah. Dodi-san. I understand your clan doesn't have much experience with that, aside from the Asahina, who are good people. But that doesn't mean you can ignore the signs.
I'm not ignoring anything, but I wanted to make sure. Before I make these kind of allegations, these are Crane Lands after all. And I don't want to go around pointing fingers at my people.
Well, that's my duty.
Indeed, it is.
So, a bit of explanation. What are the signs that have been seen?
They enact a ritual on a yearly basis where they cut their palms and feed blood to the spirits.
That definitely seems. Yeah. Who are these people?
The villagers.
Villagers.
Thus my apprehension in saying out loud exactly what
this
is.
I'm more than willing to take a look.
Mahu Sukai come from all ranks of life. The constant do not discriminate.
How many years has this been going on for?
As far as I can tell, those peasants who can cow stay longer than they can remember.
Isn't it odd that the Shadowlands doesn't discriminate and we do?
Maybe that's a discussion for a different time.
I don't know what you're trying to get at there.
What are you talking about?
But
a magistrate has also recruited us again.
Ah! Perhaps the magistrate is wise enough to know there is a threat.
Could we have a moment?
Tomo-san, this is a guest.
A guest, but he... Look at the papers. Do not specify her in these papers.
Perhaps we should finish this business first before we move on to the next.
Are we leaving now?
No, the ritual is not until tomorrow night.
But we'll at least conclude discussions first.
Sounds like Yoritomo would like to...
And allow Kuni-san to at least finish her meal.
What did, you guys thought I was a magistrate?
Yeah.
Not a magistrate, but a...
trained.
No, we thought we were... Yeah, you're a trained magistrate.
Okay.
Because...
Well, magistrate
well,
training.
You,
yeah.
Well, based on what happened with him, he knows that I'm done. Yeah, no, that's not
true. Right, but...
I guess at that point I'll kind of pipe up and go, well, we know where the ritual's going to occur. Correct?
Yes, we do.
And I'll look at you when I say this and I go, well, I could... And I guess you would know this too, magistrate the general vicinity of the area. And I guess you guys know that. You guys are definitely gonna be like the what the heck look. But go, just look out the area and
that
confirm
was,
everything before we head out there.
That was my plan. I wanted to get out there early tomorrow night, watch the area for when the peasants arrive.
If you don't mind, I'll take a look at it tonight, just to confirm anything, and then if anything changes tomorrow, we'll have something to compare.
I'm coming with you tonight, Shizuro-san. I'm not about to wait.
Well, the ritual will take place tomorrow.
Yes, but we should at least get the lay of the land.
Very respectively, we're just going to be observing, correct? Not intervening unless something clearly pops out just in your expertise of the use of your...
If I see something that points to it, I'm going to intervene.
Then perhaps we should all go tonight.
There's nothing happening tonight.
Well, I think it'll be all right. I think that'll be all right. I would be honored to have... I would be honored to accompany you.
You as well, Toro-san.
As I say, you guys get the oh crap, I wanted to sleep look.
she takes a rest ball. I'll be waiting outside for the two of you. And you, since you have to come.
Any guys?
Anyone else who wants to come, so and she walks.
I look at Boom and I shrug and I get up.
Well, we got you still need to discuss the Yorathema's business.
You're the Scorpion Magistrate. gave me at the Satyas gave me this.
Yoga Sama.
I hand the paperwork over.
Okay, I'm going over to the book.
He wants us to investigate the matters around here, since we're already here from another magistrate. It doesn't seem so odd. He thinks that someone big might be involved, though. He wouldn't say their name in particular.
Involved in the matter we were already here for?
Yes. Or other types of corruption.
Well, we already suspect the Doji.
We have a blood ritual going on, and we have the potential of the lions invading the crane lands and spilling a lot more blood.
We don't know exactly what's going on with the peasants.
You mentioned a bit about the colonies.
Yeah, and then I say, in particular, there's someone involved with the colonies. He didn't, once again, give me a name, but he said that consecrator after.
I have a name. Hana confirmed it. The geisha. She mentioned that, what's his name? Doji?
Chunitsu.
Chunitsu. Doji Chunitsu is well known for his travels to the colonies.
Is that the one you're already looking
at?
That
is the one that we suspect. So apparently this corruption runs very deep.
That would make sense, since he's probably the one that's been bringing the governor back his art pieces.
I also believe that he may be preventing the invitations from being set, from sent.
I don't understand what he clearly thinks he's to gain from this, because obviously the clan would gain nothing by this. We've been allies with the Lion for years, and as far as I know, there's been no intention of breaking that alliance.
Perhaps his allegiance, his true allegiance, is not to the crane.
Well, it is clear if he's going against a long-time ally.
As this gets deeper and more involved, we may come across certain individuals that we thought we could trust are not going to be someone we can look to.
Oh,
if we
so while you guys are discussing problems, sorry, I forgot to mention this. When you two questioned the peasants, they did the proper deference and stuff, but you could both tell, since you both rolled high, that they were very uneasy and even upset at you for asking them questions, or even just being in the way of demanding things of them.
Like, getting in the... Well, because they've been demanded about everything
exactly.
else around.
But,
okay.
Like, on the edge of, like... Maybe, like, there were like, some uncomfortable stares and, like, people kind of stopping what they're doing and, like, maybe kind of puffing up a little bit in the background from the people you were talking to and stuff. Like,
well,
the essence of something.
If it seemed aggressive at certain points, I might have tried to courtier my way to ease them.
I mean, not
personally,
but there was an undercurrent of it.
Yeah.
You could especially tell there's an undercurrent. Like, the peasants are almost hostile.
Okay.
So... And not necessarily about your line of questioning, but just the fact that you were there.
Because they're already hostile towards us to begin with
they
the first place,
like
because they're being...
Well, they're getting pushed around a lot right now.
You're right.
Yeah, high taxes and stuff.
High taxes being overworked, being conscripted, yes.
Yeah.
Perhaps things aren't as complicated as we always think they are. Yeah, no offense, but the Lord here seems a fine enough man, but... The fact that what is happening under his nose. And
he's serving his own ends. He's not serving anything else.
Well,
there's no offense there.
He seems very oblivious.
And the man we're also talking about,
Doji Chinitsu,
is probably also serving his own ends.
Or
someone else's.
If this castle were to fall, perhaps he'll rise in elevation.
But, regardless of that, I still have to respect his wishes.
And if you want to serve him, we have to investigate this man much more.
All right, it makes me quite angry to hear another one of my family be involved in such matters. We don't need this.
Then again, we're trying to prove everything. It may come up that there might be something else.
I'm just wondering if it comes to a duel, it'll probably be a representative.
Don't let emotion bother you that much. Remember, we serve the Empress.
Well, we all serve the Empress in our ways, but I also serve my clan.
The careful balance that we all have to keep.
Well, shall we get going?
I take my papers really carefully.
I go to my room and grab my cloth-wrapped hammer just in case. Mm-hmm.
It's a tattoo. The cloth that
hammer.
The nail that.
So where's our food?
I grab.
There was food.
It's coming. It should be here soon.
Oh, you meant out of character food.
Don't
yeah.
Out of character. OOCF.
I haven't been carrying around my katana much
okay.
around town just because of you know, I'm business-like, but I'm going to grab it and wear it now.
Careful, W. Some of you actually think you know how to use that.
I don't.
It's very possible that I know how to use this much better than you think.
I openly so.
No, maybe sometime we'll find a magistrate.
Did you hear about the line? It didn't end so well from them.
He was drunk.
He's also a much better fighter than you.
And I think on that note, we should probably not keep our compatriot waiting. We should get really angry and start scowling anymore.
I like her. She's got fire.
Sometimes I might be literal in certain situations, so let's get a move on, shall we?
She's waiting outside.
Yeah.
I head outside.
It's funny that in a dual assessment,
yeah,
I'd actually be better than you.
You better kill me in the first round.
That's the problem. I mean, good to you with a not a duel to the death. Duel to the death that would not end up well.
No, not right now. All right, well, let's go. We know where this place is.
I'm gonna step on ahead. So. Keen eyesight, really good hearing. It's helped us in the past. Just in case anybody's waiting for us, we'll know ahead of time.
And I lift my club like to me is effortless.
Time is super short.
So before it begins, I'm just
gone. You're fortunate.
Yeah, she doesn't say anything, but she's glowering at
you. Yeah, I know. At this point, I know off the bat that this is not, we're not going to be friends. This is
zero
not going to be
just
long.
This
is not the start of a wonderful relationship here, so go.
I wouldn't even bother announcing, just go.
Yeah, no, I just formed you guys mostly and then took her glare and then left.
Okay, so you guys, I mean, you head off ahead of time. I mean, it's pretty dark, so there's not really anyone out at this point. There is, as the villagers described, there is a shrine. It's rotten stone. There's some very old kanji. Do you get close enough to try to read it, or...?
Stealthily, sure.
Yeah, if you want to stealth, that's fine.
Something about ninjas kind of ninja.
Mm-hmm.
And 8 keep 3.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's...
Do you have a specialization? Or an emphasis?
I think it's... No, it's stealth. That's all it is. Okay. So that's
eight.
Yep, that's what I'm gonna keep. And so that's 15, 25, 27.
Yeah, when you're quiet, you don't really hear like branches underfoot or anything like that. So you know how to walk. Now, if you get up to the stone shrine, you see there's very old, very worn kanji there. It's pretty hard to make out. Yeah. If you actually want to make a calligraphy roll, but use perception.
That I'm okay with.
To try to see if you can kind of read it.
Precise memory is that awesome? No, okay.
You weren't told what the actual thing was before, so.
Oh, okay, because so the villagers just interpreted
it,
so hopefully I can interpret it a little more. Okay, so. 5 keep 2. And I'm not going to call a raise on this. 16.
Yeah, you're not really able to tell. For the most part, you get the story they get. There's a couple kanji that are questionable, but with the way of kanji, you know, sometimes it means multiple things, and it's faded, and you can't tell, like, the really subtle differences. So.
If it was daytime, I had a little bit better, but...
Maybe,
yeah. Okay.
But.
Does it look like anybody, like, just from my does it look like anybody's been by here recently, or, like, any passive?
Not any time in any way there'd be any like fresh marks or anything like that. Like, because it's a yearly thing from.
Right. So there's a chance someone might have passed through there on some.
Like,
not
walked
like,
by.
No,
but, yeah, and maybe they venerated like just you know it's a shrine and they prayed.
Yeah.
But.
Okay, that's fine. Then I'm gonna basically slink back and hide and wait for these guys to come back up. So.
Okay. And a few minutes later, you guys do step on by, and assumably it's just show or reveals himself
quietly and not to. Jarsal anybody or
there it is. She will actually just start walking right up to it with And, like, she pulls off her jade amulet like she's about to do something with it.
Nobody else is around, though, right?
No.
All right.
She seems to be doing something. You assume she's probably doing something witch hunter related.
Yeah, sensing
it's hard to tell.
Or something, yeah.
It's, she's not casting a spell, but she does look like she's almost in a trance.
But witch hunters are monks.
Yeah.
So they do a keynote.
Mm-hmm.
Can I summon any spirit and ask if...
You would need to summon an earth spirit for this.
To find out if there were shadow spirits nearby.
Yes.
There you go.
Yeah. It's an earth shrine, so it's going to be an earth spirit, like the four spirits in earth spirit. So... But, I mean, if anyone else examines the kanji, they can also make that calligraphy.
Yeah, I
perception
actually
test.
Do have calligraphy.
Is it just straight up perception?
Perception, calligraphy.
Oh, calligraphy. Okay.
Oh, you're going to use perception instead of intelligence?
Yes,
okay.
For this. Because you're trying to recognize something specific, and it's faded. And
okay, it's about the same, but I'm also... So am I.
Okay.
But I have to one race.
I'm keeping looking up, basically in the direction of the village. That might be coming up from behind us.
Are we looking?
I can't read graph.
Oops, sorry.
Calligraphy?
Yeah,
yeah, calligraphy, okay. Perception. Sorry about that.
Calligraphy.
Perception on this one, though.
Yeah, it's only 20 for me.
9. I saw that there was kanji.
You were Tomo-san. While you can't talk to Kami, apparently you can read. Probably because you're looking at scrolls in dim light all the time. The story pretty much matches what I said to the villagers earlier. The only thing is... The kanji, which could mean life, like life's blood, it's mildly different. It just means blood, like just some blood. He didn't kill himself. The holy man didn't kill himself to appease the spirit. He just kind of fed it.
You said some. Is that normal? Appeasing the spirits of blood?
Do you have lore theology?
Yes.
Okay, make a little deal with you, Ron.
14.
It's not something that you ever really hear of anyone practicing.
It was an odd spirit who would have asked for something like that.
Okay.
But they said it happened a long time ago, right?
Or lore history could also be applicable if anyone has that.
Because it could have happened.
Well, I have both theology and history. History's slightly better, but which one's...
Lore history makes more sense.
Okay.
I gave him theology because he's a priest, so he might actually know the connections. But...
16. Probably not, because I have to race.
You have heard, putting all of it together, you've heard that way back at the dawn of the Empire, there was such a thing as pure blood magic. And
okay.
Sawa practiced it before the copy fell and the elemental spirits became the form of magic that's used.
And that seems different from...
They're not invoking evil spirits.
Okay.
There's no invocation of evil spirits. For the most part, blood magic has been corrupted by the Shadowlands taint because the Khonsan love blood. That's like part of the portfolio, but...
Cool.
It's not impossible to assume... Between the two of you, it's not possible to assume there might be other spirits out there that just also have a thing for blood and not necessarily
dark spirits.
Sorry, my friend, but I did not detect any taint here.
Only that.
Blood speakers hide their taint. They have spells that do that.
There's some historical significance that include blood.
Do you say that? These are your lands.
Do you sense any taint here, whichever?
No, but that doesn't mean anything yet.
But however, that is enough. If you cannot sense anything...
Then I say we come back tomorrow and observe.
Ridiculous. She's
her job
isn't
to... Alright, I just let her go. I stopped talking. It's
the cootie!
What a bitch!
She's
Roma son.
Yeah.
We need to keep this in someone's perspective. From what we've already gleaned, this doesn't seem to be any kind of shadow lands, any kind of shadow taint, some whatever it is, the Miho, whatever.
Maho.
Miho. I mean, like, this doesn't seem like that. And I hate to say this, but I think your clansmen may jump to a conclusion that is incorrect.
Probably. But I still say we watch tomorrow night.
Keep an eye on her, though.
Oh, yes.
I don't want her doing anything to the peasants, and I can trust you. And keep her in check. I don't want to do anything.
I do my best to keep her in check, but I'm not sure if even I can do that.
We're all hating this.
She's
right.
A bit rash.
Hmm?
Right.
Is she married?
Focus.
Probably not.
Really?
But
I like my women a bit intense.
And tall.
This one will probably break you in half. Outside of closed doors.
I do like challenges.
I'm going to leave that one alone. So, have we decided that we're going to stay the evening, watch this ritual, and then continue on?
Well, it's tomorrow.
Tomorrow evening, and then continue on with our original...
As a final check, but I say we get to sleep because we have other matters to attend to now.
During the day, I agree.
How
do we
want
to
investigate
Doji Chinitsu during the day?
How do you suggest we approach that? Observe him at court?
He hasn't been here.
He was there yesterday.
Doji? Oh, he was. That's true. I'm thinking the other court. I'm that was confused.
We also want to find out why
we have to wait until
tomorrow. If we can discover, perhaps Otomo-san has something with your connections that you can establish.
Technically, we don't have to wait until tomorrow.
Chisio-san, you're not going to do that here.
Just giving you options.
You might perceive that I'm telling you no doesn't necessarily mean
right.
And yeah, I got that's
and
why
also,
I'm
not saying anything right now, but doesn't mean I'm going to say something to you before we go to bed.
at this point, I'm kind of like, well, that's kind of why I'm here, actually. In fact, that's the only reason why I'm here. So, yeah.
Alright. I'm going to stop it. Mm-hmm. Hour.
And just while we're stopping it for a second, you two.
Do you want me to actually stop
it? No, that's fine. Go ahead and stop it. That's all right.